Imagine a single molecule in your bloodstream secretly orchestrating the development of obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and even dementia. This isn't science fiction. It's the reality of uric acid, a metabolic byproduct that most doctors only associate with gout and kidney stones. Yet this overlooked compound may be the master regulator behind our most devastating modern diseases. For over a century, the medical establishment has largely ignored uric acid's broader impacts, despite pioneering work in the 1890s by Scottish physician Alexander Haig, who connected it to conditions ranging from migraines to cardiovascular disease. Today, an estimated 70 million Americans have elevated uric acid levels, most without knowing it, putting them at significant risk for numerous health challenges. The optimal level appears to be 5.5 milligrams per deciliter or below, with each increase of 1 milligram per deciliter above 7 milligrams per deciliter corresponding to an 8 to 13% higher death risk. What makes this discovery so significant is that uric acid comes from only three sources: fructose, alcohol, and purines, making it relatively straightforward to address through lifestyle changes. Why would our bodies produce a compound that causes so much damage? The answer lies in our distant past. About 15 million years ago, humans lost the uricase enzyme that breaks down uric acid, an evolutionary advantage during food scarcity. Uric acid functions as a fat switch, helping our ancestors convert seasonal fruit fructose into fat reserves that sustain them through lean times. Dr. Rick Johnson's research revealed that uric acid triggers metabolic changes designed to store fat and conserve energy, similar to hibernating animals gaining weight before winter. This once beneficial survival mechanism has become devastating in our modern world of constant caloric abundance and year-round sugar access. When uric acid levels rise, they damage blood vessels through oxidative stress, cause kidney inflammation, increase liver fat production, and undermine nitric oxide activity, vital for vasodilation and insulin function. Studies consistently show higher uric acid levels in people with type 2 diabetes, with research suggesting a 20-35% increased diabetes risk for each 1 milligram per deciliter rise in uric acid. When Joanna turned 50, she faced high blood pressure, prediabetes, and stubborn weight gain despite dieting and exercise. Her breakthrough came when a doctor identified fructose as the culprit. After addressing the fructose-uric acid connection, her health transformed within months. In the early 1900s, Americans consumed about 15 grams of fructose daily. Today, we consume over 55 grams, mostly from unnatural sources like high fructose corn syrup. Unlike glucose, fructose metabolism is uniquely harmful. When fructose enters the liver, it rapidly depletes cellular energy by 40 to 50%, triggering mitochondrial dysfunction, rising uric acid levels, and a metabolic emergency that stores calories as fat. Fructose metabolism lacks a negative feedback system, creating uric acid without regulation. This creates a cycle where high uric acid further stimulates fructose processing, worsening energy depletion, inflammation, and insulin resistance. Studies show fructose leads to significantly more visceral fat accumulation and elevated cardiovascular risk markers compared to glucose, even with identical calorie intake. Alzheimer's disease has resisted treatment because we've targeted the wrong mechanisms. Since 2005, researchers have described it as type 3 diabetes, with studies showing fructose consumption increases dementia risk, with uric acid as the likely culprit. Fructose damages the brain by reducing synaptic plasticity, decreasing new brain cell growth, and compromising brain energetics. The Framingham Heart Study found daily fruit juice consumption associated with reduced brain volume and poorer memory, equivalent to 1.5 to 2.6 years of brain aging. Uric acid increases free radical formation, decreases nitric oxide synthesis, compromising blood flow, and impairs neural transmission. A 2018 Medicare study showed drugs lowering uric acid reduced dementia risk by over 20%, while even mild elevations significantly increase cognitive decline risk in the elderly. This connection extends to other conditions. Children with ADHD have higher blood uric acid levels, and studies link elevated uric acid to hyperactivity disorders, including bipolar disorder. While diet primarily drives uric acid levels, several surprising factors significantly impact metabolic health. Better sleep quality correlates with lower uric acid levels. One study showed healthy young men restricted to 4 hours of sleep for 6 nights experienced 40% reduced glucose tolerance and altered genes involved in stress, immunity, and inflammation. Salt intake activates enzymes that convert glucose to fructose internally. Common uric acid-raising medications include low-dose aspirin, testosterone therapy, anticonvulsants, certain blood thinners, acid reflux medications, immunosuppressants, and diuretics. Even xylitol, marketed as a healthful sugar alternative, raises uric acid by stimulating purine breakdown. Alcohol increases uric acid through multiple mechanisms, with beer being particularly problematic due to its combination of alcohol and purine-rich brewer's yeast. Physical inactivity also matters. A study of over 160,000 people found those sitting 10 or more hours daily were significantly more likely to have hyperuricemia than those sitting less than 5 hours, while high-intensity exercise reduced uric acid elevation risk by 29%. The lower uric values, love, diet, forms the foundation of metabolic rehabilitation by focusing on foods that lower uric acid while providing optimal nutrition. The diet follows 10 essential rules. Go gluten and GMO-free, eat mostly plant-based meals with acid-dropping produce, avoid refined carbs, added sugars, and artificial sweeteners, avoid organ meats, limit purine-heavy meat and fish, eat nuts and seeds, consume organic eggs, minimize dairy, use extra virgin olive oil, and incorporate acid-lowering offsets. Whole fruits and vegetables don't raise uric acid despite containing fructose thanks to their fiber and beneficial compounds. Several foods actively lower uric acid. Broccoli sprouts contain 50 to 100 times more sulforaphane precursors than mature vegetables, activating the NRF2 pathway that triggers antioxidant processes. Cherries reduce gout flares by 35% through their anthocyanins and quercetin, and coffee inhibits xanthine oxidase, the enzyme producing uric acid, with studies showing coffee drinkers have lower mortality rates overall. 5 evidence-based supplements lower uric acid. Quercetin, in colorful produce, inhibits production. Luteolin, in green peppers, celery, herbs, matches prescription medications while protecting pancreatic cells. DHA counteracts fructose's effects and supports brain function. Vitamin C increases uric acid excretion, reducing gout risk by 44%. And chlorella addresses metabolic syndrome features while lowering uric acid. Time-restricted eating provides significant benefits. Start with a 12-hour window and gradually narrow to 8 hours to activate autophagy, the cellular cleaning process that reduces disease risk. Food order matters. Consume vegetables and protein 15 minutes before carbohydrates to reduce glucose spikes by up to 37% and lower insulin levels. Never eat carbohydrates without fat, protein, or fiber. With only 12% of Americans metabolically healthy, addressing uric acid provides a pathway to achieve healthful levels of blood glucose, triglycerides, cholesterol, blood pressure, and waist measurements without medications. Understanding uric acid as a hidden driver behind modern disease gives us a powerful tool for health transformation. This isn't just about avoiding gout, it's about reshaping your metabolic future through straightforward changes that address root causes rather than symptoms. Your body will heal when given the right conditions.